الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the objections raised by the Yahud with regards to the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wahi, the Quran revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all of that. In today's lesson, we will be speaking about certain things that the Nasara practiced, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, Ya ayyuhan nas, that O people, Yahud, Nasara, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to you with the truth from your Lord. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Bring iman, this is better for you. وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا. But if you disbelieve, then remember, Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need you. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is all knowledgeable. Allah is all wise. Allah says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Oh, the people of the book. Now Allah tackles the Nasara here with regards to them being excessive in their deen. Allah says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ. Allah says, O Ahlul Kitab, do not be excessive in your religion, do not be excessive in your deen, and only speak the truth about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing but the truth. Then Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحِ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ. The Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, what is he? Who is he? Allah says, he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is he made up from? He is the kalima of Allah, he is the word of Allah. What we mean by he is the word of Allah, it means he was created by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun. We know insan is born into this dunya by two things. One is through the medium of sperm, through his father. And the second is through the kalima, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun. But with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, see the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. The nature of this birth was different. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam did not have a father. He was born without there being a father for him. So he was born by the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun. So the first factor was not found in the case of Isa. So this shows that this is a mu'jiza. So Allah says, this is what you should say. إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى. What is he? He is a Rasul of Allah and he is the word of Allah. Word of Allah means he was created by this word, kun. That's it, nothing else. And then Allah explains this. Allah says, أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ. This word was then delivered to Maryam by the messenger Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, breathe this into the collar, into the dir' of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, which he did so. So he blew his breath into the collar of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that started the conception. So Allah says, this is what happened. Then Allah says, wa ruhum min. When that happened, Allah says, then now see, if you see this birth is a mu'ajiza, this is a miraculous nature of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says he is now a ruh from Allah. He is a ruh from Allah. Remember, all arwah come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our arwah also come from Allah. But there's some reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Isa's ruh is from Allah. We all know that everybody's ruh, arwah, was sent into this dunya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, we know that we all came into this dunya through the sabab, through the means of our fathers as well. But with regards to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his ruh came from Allah and there was no father for him. By no means does this verse suggest that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a ruh part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not saying that. Allah is saying that his ruh is special because his ruh came from Allah and there was no father for him. So Allah says, this is what you need to bring iman in. That Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the messenger of Allah, he's the word of Allah, yes, and he is the ruh of Allah, in the meaning of his ruh is something special about him. He was sent into this dunya and his ruh was found without there being a father for him. Allah says, then bring iman in Allah now and in all of His messengers. And then don't believe in the Trinity. وَلَا تَقُولُ ثَلَاثَةً. Do not say three. إِنْتَهُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Stop there. This is better for you. إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Indeed, Allah, He is one ilah. سُبْحَانَهُ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. Glory be to Him. Allah is high above from having any children. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whatever is on the heavens, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah is sufficient as a guardian. In other words, place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ.